إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. And we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the worship of Allah and His final messenger. أَمَّا بَعْدْ فَإِنَّ أَحْسَنَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. Thereafter, the best of speech is the Book of Allah. وَخَيْرَ الْهُدَى هُدَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And the best of guidance is the guidance of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّ شَرُّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And the most evil of matters are those actions, those statements which people innovate and introduce into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. For indeed every innovated matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. O people of Iman, have taqwa of Allah in the utmost sense and do not die except in a state of being Muslims. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wa qulu qawlan sadida. O people of Iman, have taqwa of Allah and only say a correct word. Yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Allah will rectify for you your affairs and forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest success. اِعْلَمُوا رَحِمَكُمُ اللَّهِ. You should know, may Allah have mercy upon you, أَنَّ أَهَمَّ مَا يَجِبُ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ. That the most important thing upon a person, al-inayatu bihi fi hadhi al-hayat, the most important thing that a person should attach importance to in this life is al-iman, is strengthening our iman. Fahuwa ni'matul kubra, because iman is the greatest blessing. Wahuwa al-kasbul murbih, and it is the most successful type of trade. فَهُوَ أَفْضَلُ مَكْتَسَبَتْهُ النُّفُوسِ. And it is the greatest things which a soul can taste. وَحَصَّلَتْهُ الْقُلُوبِ. And iman is the greatest thing that a heart can achieve. وَيَنَالُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ الرِّفْعَةَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. And because of iman, a person gains ascendancy in this dunya and in the akhirah. بَلْ إِنَّ كُلَّ خَيْرٍ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ مُتَوَقَّفٌ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ الصَّحِيحِ. Rather, every type of goodness in this dunya and in the hereafter is dependent upon having correct iman. And it is enough as a sharaf, it is enough as a virtue, or enough as an honor, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord in the Quran, He calls those people who have iman. How many times in the Quran does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu? So this is enough as an honor for people to have iman, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directly addressing us in the Quran using iman, saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O people of iman. And because of iman, a person can live hayatun tayyibah, live the good life, fiddaraini, in both of the abodes, in the dunya and the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Man amila salihan, whoever does righteous deeds, min dhakarin o untha, whether it is a male or a female, wa huwa mu'minun, and he has iman. So, firstly, the person must have iman. And then he does righteous deeds. And the males and the females are equal in this. Anybody amongst them who has iman, strengthens his iman, and does al-amal as-salih, does righteous deeds, then what is his reward? فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Then we will give him a good life. And this hayatun tayyibah, this good life, is in the dunya as well as the akhirah. And then Allah said, وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And then we will reward them with a better reward due to that which they used to do. So iman is not enough without actions. And actions are of no benefit without iman. But whoever has the correct iman, i.e. the correct iman in Allah and at-tawheed, and the correct iman in the angels and the books and the messengers, and al-imanu bil-yawm al-akhir, and having iman in the final day, having iman bil-qadri khayrihi wa sharrih, having iman in the decree of Allah, everything is which is good, everything which you see as being bad, everything is decreed by Allah. Whoever has this iman and strengthens his iman and then supports it with righteous actions, whether he is a male or a female, then for him is hayatun tayyibah. For him is the good life. فَبِالْ إِيمَانِ يُنَالُ ثَوَابَ الْآخِرَةِ. Because of this iman, a person achieves the reward of the hereafter. فَيَدْخُلُ جَنَّةِ عَرْضُهَ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. And because of this iman, a person enters into the Jannah, which is bigger and more greater than the skies and the earth. Fiha min al-na'im al-muqim. And this Jannah, it contains reward which will last forever. Absolute eternal reward and eternal delight and happiness. Wal fadlu al-azim. And it contains great virtue. Ma la aynun ra'at. But this delight and this reward and this virtue, no eye has ever seen it. وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ. And no ear has ever heard of this delight. وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. And no person can ever imagine the reward and the delight of the Jannah which is with Allah. وَبِالْإِيمَانِ. And due to a person's iman and his strength in iman, يَنْجُ الْعَبْدُ مِنَ النَّارِ. A person saves himself from the fire. The fire, عذابها شديد. The fire in which the punishment is severe. وقعرها بعيد. And the depths and the pits of the Jahannam are very distant. وحرها أليم. And its hotness is very painful. وبالإيمان. And due to iman, يفوز العبد برضا ربه. Due to iman, a person will have the success of the pleasure of his Lord. فَلَا يَسْخُطُ عَلَيْهِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not become angry upon this person. وَيَتَلَذَّذُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And on the day of resurrection, يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, then a person who has iman will find within himself the sweetness of النَّظَرُ إِلَى وَجْهِهِ الْكَرِيمِ. Looking at the noble face of Allah Jalla fil Ula. In Jannah, after the reward of Jannah, for those who people do righteousness, after they have entered into Jannah, there is an extra reward for them. And the extra reward is looking at the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wabil iman. So due to a person's strength in iman, yatma'innul qalb. The heart of a person, it becomes firm. The heart of a person becomes tranquil. A person finds happiness and delight inside him because of what? Because of as-sa'ada al-imaniyya. Because of the happiness of iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Alladhina amanu. Those people who have iman. Wa tatma'innu qulubuhum bi dhikrillah. And their hearts find tranquility with the remembrance of Allah. Ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. Verily, with the remembrance and the dhikr of Allah, do the hearts find tranquility and comfort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He began this ayah by saying, Alladhina amanu. Those people who have the correct iman. And also, due to iman, مَهْمَا حَالَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِ مِنَ الْمَصَائِبَ الدُّنْيَوِيَّةِ. Because of iman, whatever difficulties of the dunya come upon a person, وَالشَّدَائِدَ الْمَالِيَّةِ, and whatever financial difficulties that a person faces, وَالْهُمُومُ النَّفْسِيَّةِ, and whatever emotional anxieties that a person feels, but because of إِيمَانُ بِاللَّهِ وَالثِّقَةُ بِقَدْرِهِ, and having trust upon the decree of Allah, and knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-hakim, He is wise, then everything becomes easy for him. So these difficulties of the dunya because of a person's iman become easy. And this difficulty of wealth and finances because of a person's iman, in the qadr of Allah and the hikmah of Allah, the wisdom of Allah, it becomes easy. And a person knows everything is decreed. A person's poverty, a person's illness, a person's weakness, a loss in property, a loss in the family, everything is by the decree of Allah. And everything is with the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal. Al-Imam Ahmad, Rahimullah, he narrates in his Musnad, عن صهيب الرومي رضي الله عنه. Upon the narration of صهيب الرومي, may Allah be pleased with him. He said, صهيب said, بين رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قاعد مع أصحابه ذات يوم. That one day, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was sitting with his companions. إذ ضحك. And then all of a sudden, he started laughing. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was sitting with his companions, then all of a sudden he started laughing. And then he said to the people, he said to the companions, Ala tas'aluni mimma adhak? Why don't you ask me why I am laughing, why I am smiling? So the companion said, Ya Rasulullah, wa mimma tadhak? O Messenger of Allah, why are you laughing? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, عَجِبْتُ لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ, that I am amazed by the affair of the believer. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ, because the affair of the believer, it is always good. A believer is always optimistic. Whatever a mu'min faces because of his iman, he always sees in it some type of goodness. إِنْ أَصَابَهُ مَا يُحِبُّ حَمِدَ اللَّهُ وَكَانَ خَيْرَ اللَّهِ. If something good comes to him, if he is pleased with something because he has achieved something he wanted, he makes hamd of Allah. He praises Allah. And because of this hamd, it is good for him. وَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ مَا يَكْرَهُ. And if he is faced by something which he did not want, he does not like, some type of difficulty, some type of calamity, فَصَبَرَ كَانَ خَيْرَ اللَّهِ. And he is patient. Because of this sabr, because of this patience, which is ibadah. A sabr, patience, is a type of ibadah. So because of this sabr, because of this patience, it is goodness for him. So whether he is in happiness or whether he is in sadness, whether he has achieved something or whether he is being afflicted by a calamity, because of him praising Allah and being patient and thanking Allah, his affair is always in goodness. And he said, وَلَيْسَ ذَاكَ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. And this can only be for the believer. This type of optimism and seeing goodness in everything that a person faces, whether it is good or bad, whether it is ease or difficulty, this can only be for the mu'min. Why? Because he has iman in Allah. And he has iman in the akhirah. He has iman in the hikmah, in the wisdom of Allah. He has iman in the qadr of Allah, in the decree of Allah. And consider the example which is mentioned regarding one of the salaf. Kana abrasul badan. And this imam from amongst the salaf, or this righteous person amongst the salaf, he was diseased with leprosy in his body. A'ma al-aynayn. And he was blind, so he could not see. Mashlulul qadamayni wal yadayn. And both of his hands and his feet were paralyzed. Wa kana yaqul. And he used to say, Alhamdulillahilladhi afani. All praises for Allah, the one who has saved me from the calamities of the other people. وَفَضَّلَنِي تَفْضِيلًا. And all praises for Allah, the one who has made me better than the rest of the creation. فَمَرَّ بِهِ رَجُلٌ. So then one day a man passed by him. And the man said to him, مِمَّا عَافَاكْ. You're praising Allah for saving you and pardoning you and making you better than the other people. But how has Allah made you better than the other people? أَعْمَى وَأَبْرَسْ وَمَشْلُولٌ. You have leprosy in your body. You cannot see, you have no sight. And on top of that, you are paralyzed in your hands and your feet. فَمِمَّ عَافَاكْ. So how has Allah blessed you? How has Allah pardoned you? He said, وَيْحَكْ يَا رَجُلْ. He said, woe be to you, O man. جَعَلَ لِي لِسَانًا ذَاكِرًا. Allah has made for me a tongue which can remember him. وَقَلْبًا شَاكِرًا. And Allah has made for me a heart which can thank him. وَبَدَنًا عَلَى الْبَلَاءِ صَابِرًا. And Allah has given me a body which is patient upon these tests. And you should know that whoever wants happiness, then upon him is three matters. And these three matters were mentioned by Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimullah. He said that the keys, عنوان السعادة, that the keys to happiness are three matters. إِذَا أُعْطِيَ شَكَر. That whenever a person is given something, he shows shukr to Allah. He shows gratitude and thanks to Allah. وَإِذَا ابْتُلِيَ صَبَر. And if he is afflicted by a calamity, then he remains patient. وَإِذَا أَذْنَبَ اسْتَغْفَر. And if he commits a sin, he seeks forgiveness. And if you ponder and contemplate these words, you will find that all of your life revolves around these three things and nothing else. Either something good happens to you, so you show shukr to Allah, and this is goodness for you. Or something difficult afflicts you, so you are patient, and this is goodness for you. Or you fall into a sin, and we all fall into sins. And Allah has made an opening for this, and it is istighfar wa tawbah. And as long as you are making istighfar and a tawbah even after continuous sins, then you are still in goodness. And the only time that a person becomes wretched and sad is when he is given walam yushkar. He is given but he does not show shukr to Allah. Wa idha btuliya walam yasbir. And if he is afflicted by a difficulty and he does not be patient. Wa idha adhnaba walam yastaghfir. And when he makes sins, he falls into sins and he does not seek forgiveness. فالمؤمن, the person of iman, يتقلب بين مقام الشكر على النعم وبين مقام الصبر على البلاء. A believer, his state is always the same. He changes between sometimes having a ni'mah, sometimes having a blessing upon him, and sometimes having difficulties against him. But he always remains the same. So a believer is the same in difficulty and the same in ease. Why? Because he's between thanking Allah and being patient upon the qadr of Allah and seeking forgiveness for his sins. And like this, the mu'min always stays moderate, never becoming too happy at a blessing and never becoming too distraught because of some difficulty, because everything returns to Allah Jalla fil Ula. And at the same time, a believer, he should know that any difficulty will soon disappear. And any sadness which is touching him today, tomorrow there will be happiness. وَأَنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. And always with difficulty, there is some ease. It said, regarding one of the wise people, that one of the kings, he wrote to a wise person from Hind. And he said to him, I want you to engrave something on my ring, that when I remember this and I read this, if I am happy, then I will remember and calm down. And if I am sad, then I will remember and become moderate and become happy. And the Hakim, the wise one, wrote to him, that which is here today will disappear. So if a person is in happiness and he's being extreme in this, then that which you are facing today, tomorrow perhaps it will disappear. So don't become too extreme. And the sadness which you are facing today, the difficulty which you are facing today, then tomorrow it will disappear. And therefore don't become too extreme. فَلَا حُزَنَا يَدُومُ وَلَا سَرُورُ. Worry and anxieties never remain forever. And happiness and delight in this dunya never remains forever. وَلَا بُؤُوسَ يَدُومُ وَلَا شِقَاءُ. And again, difficulties and anxieties will never remain for eternity. So in reality, my brothers, Iman, it has many benefits. It has many fruits. It has many advantages. But only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the reality of this goodness and the benefits of Al-Iman. And you should know, brothers and sisters, that when we say Al-Iman, then Iman is not مجرد التصديق في القلب. Iman is not mere belief in the heart. A person says, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, and now he thinks, I have complete Iman. Rather, أَهْلُ السُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ يَعْتَقِدُونَ. أَهْلُ السُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ, they believe that Iman is اِعْتِقَادٌ بِالْقَلْبِ. Iman, it is a belief in the heart. وَقَوْلٌ بِاللِّسَانِ, and Iman is a statement upon the tongue. وَالْعَمَلُ بِالْجَوَارِحِ, and Iman is also actions upon the limbs. And you should also know, لَيْسَ الْإِيمَانِ دَرَجَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ, that Iman is not a single level, that it always remains the same. Rather, أَهْلُ السُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ يَعْتَقِدُونَ. أَهْلُ السُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ, they believe, أَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ يَزِيدُ بِالطَّاعَةِ, that Iman increases with in accordance to your obedience to Allah. وَيَنْقُصُ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ, and Iman decreases according to your disobedience of Allah. And Iman is بِضْعٌ وَسَبْعُونَ شُعْبَةٌ. Iman has 70 odd different branches. أَعْلَاهَا قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The greatest shu'bah, the greatest branch, the highest branch of Iman is التوحيد, saying لا إله إلا الله. وَأَدْنَاهَا إِمَاطَةُ الْأَذَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ. And the lowest branch of Iman is removing an obstacle from the path. والحياء شعبة من شعب الإيمان. And حياء, shyness and modesty, is also a branch from the branches of Al-Iman. My beloved brothers and sisters, many people, all of us, especially living in this country, in this place, and living in the time which we are living in, we always complain and we always feel a weakness in Iman. And we are always asking, how can a person strengthen his Iman? And therefore, what is upon a Muslim, nasihun li nafsihi, who is sincere to himself, who wants goodness for himself in the dunya and the akhirah, is to know of those matters which increases our Iman. And then to implement and practice these matters by which our Iman will increase. And also we should know those matters which decrease our Iman, so we can stay away from those matters which decreases a person's Iman. So from those matters which increase a person's Iman, مِنَ الْأَسْبَابَ الَّتِي تُزِيدُ إِيمَانَ الْعَبْدِ, from those matters, those causes, those reasons which increase a person's Iman, is firstly تَعَلَّمُ الْعِلْمَ النَّافِعِ, seeking beneficial knowledge and sitting in the gatherings of knowledge and being with the people of knowledge. And Allah said in the Quran, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ, that Allah raises amongst you those who have iman and those who have been given knowledge in various ranks. So the higher a person's knowledge, the higher and stronger a person's iman. And the higher a person's iman, the higher you are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From those matters which increase a person's iman is reciting the Qur'an bit-tadabbur. Qira'atul Qur'an bit-tadabbur. Reciting the Qur'an but contemplating the meaning of the Qur'an. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Qur'an, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, that whenever the ayat of Allah are recited upon a person, because he understands the meaning of these ayat, and he thinks about and ponders the meaning of these ayat, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, the ayat, they increase his iman. From the things which cause an increase in a person's iman is ma'rifatu asma'i Allahil husna wa sifatihi al-ulya, is knowing and learning regarding the beautiful names of Allah and also the beautiful attributes of Allah. So when you learn that Allah is ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and he's possessing of rahmah, mercy, and that rahmatuhu wasi'at kulla shay, and that his mercy, it encompasses and covers everything, then this increases your iman. And Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَى, that those people who have true khushya, true humility and fear of Allah, are the people of knowledge. Why is it the people of knowledge have the most khushya, humility and fear of Allah? Because of their knowledge of Allah. They know more about his names, they know more about his attributes, they know more about his abilities and his actions. This increases them in their iman. From those matters which increases a person's iman is making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, those people who have iman and their hearts find tranquility with the dhikr of Allah. From the matters which increases a person's iman is studying the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and studying the life of the companions and the great imams of the Salaf and the positions of courage which they held and how they are for us qudwatun hasana, they are for us and our children a good role model. Also from those matters which strengthens and increases a person's iman is at-ta'ammul wa an-nadhar fi hadha al-kawn al-fasih, is a person looking and thinking about and pondering over the creation which is around us. That a person looks at the trees and he remembers Allah and his iman increases. A person looks at his own self and how perfect the human body has been created, and then he thinks about the Creator. So for the believers, looking at the creation is a sign for the greatness of the Creator. And Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَنْهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, that verily, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the changing of the day and the night, are ayat, signs for the people of intelligence. Are signs which increase a person's iman. And for this reason, Allah ends this ayah with saying, that those people who think and ponder over all of this creation and it increases their iman, what do they say? They say, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا, O our Lord, you have not created all of this in falsehood. سُبْحَانَكَ, so glory be to you. فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, so save us from the punishment of the hereafter. Look in this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began in this ayah by mentioning things of the dunya. خلق السماوات والأرض, the creation of the skies and the heavens and the earth, and the changing of the day and the night. And then he ended this ayah by mentioning the akhirah, meaning the people of iman, when they see and they ponder and they contemplate over the signs upon the earth in this dunya, it reminds them of the hereafter. And it makes them increase in the iman of the greatness of Allah, and the wisdom of Allah, and the great ability of Allah. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O people of iman, we spoke about some of the matters, some of the reasons which increase a person's iman. However, there are also affairs which decrease and weaken a person's iman. And just as we should know and implement those things which increase our iman, we should also know and avoid those things which decrease and weaken our iman. So from those matters which weaken a person's iman is al-jahl bidinillah, is ignorance regarding the religion of Allah. Wal-ghaflatu an, and being negligent regarding the religion of Allah. From those matters which decrease a person's iman is fi'lul ma'asi, is sinning and being with those people who sin. From those matters which weaken a person's iman is ta'atun nafs al-ammarat bisu, is a person giving in to his self which is full of desires, which has been created with desires. From those matters which weaken a person's iman is al-ightirar bid-dunya, being deceived by the dunya, being deceived by your job or your education or your car or your house, thinking this is happiness, and being negligent that the sa'ada, the true happiness, is the happiness of the hereafter. Salaf al-ummah, the salaf of this ummah, the great imams of this ummah, even though they were the strongest people in iman, they used to realize the importance of always strengthening each other's iman. And they used to work with each other, cooperate with each other in helping each other increase their iman. So for example, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said to his friends and his companions, he said, halammu nazdad imana. He said, come, let us sit together so we can increase our iman. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he used to say to his companions, ijlisu bina nazdad imana. He used to say to his friends and his companions, come, let us sit together so we can increase our iman. And from the dua that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu used to make, Allahumma zidni imanan wa yaqeenan wa fiqha. O Allah, increase me in my iman, and increase me in my yaqeen, and increase me in my fiqh, i.e. my knowledge. And also others amongst the companions and amongst the tabi'een, they used to say the same, ta'alo nu'minu sa'atan. Come, let us come together, let's have iman for an hour. Meaning, let us sit together for an hour, learn and read and revise and increase our iman, even if it only is for an hour. And who are these? These are the great companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Umar ibn al-Khattab, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and others. And Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he said, min fiqh al-abd, that from the intelligence or the understanding of a person is an ya'lama amuzdadan hu am muntaqis, that a person should know, a person should realize, is my iman increasing or is my iman decreasing? So as long as a person is aware and he knows that my iman is increasing or my iman is decreasing, then he is upon goodness. Even if his iman is decreasing, he strengthens it. But when a person is negligent, doesn't care, doesn't know whether his iman increases, whether his iman decreases, this is where the problem is. Allahumma izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma adhill al-shirka wal-mushrikeen. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل عبادك الموحدين اللهم انصر أهل السنة في كل مكان ودمر أعدائهم أعدائك أعداء الدين اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين أقم الصلاة